This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretch.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
We're here. A little bit late. Had some Canes basketball. It did not go the Canes way.
Mm-mm.
Which means they play tomorrow at 2. And so we'll get an early jump to the weekend. But I am heartbroken over this loss to Drake.
Oh, man.
Let me talk about the Hard Rock Bet app. Hopefully you did not bet the Hurricanes. They were 9.5-point favorites. Ooh. Going into the game against Drake this afternoon. But if one thing we know about an 11:30 start, anything can happen. And that may have been what happened. But we're you know, in the heart of football season and basketball season's underway, hockey season. It is time for you to try your first bet on the Hard Rock Bet app. Remember, if you don't win the first bet on the Hard Rock Bet app, you get up to $100 back for a second chance. It's a bonus bet placed right into your account. So make your first bet on any sport, pro football, college football. Got Thursday night football tonight, basketball, hockey, Panthers play tonight. You got so many options. And no matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. And again, like I mentioned, you got hockey tonight. NBA is back. There are so many sports going on right now. So many props you can make. So much fun you can have. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app at the App Store, Google Play Store, or go online to hardrock.bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. So, Canes did lose in the, the Charleston Classic, I guess they're playing in. So, they lost to Drake today. So, they'll play tomorrow at 2, which means, by the way, if you were planning on joining us at Gulfstream Park tomorrow, that's no longer going to happen. Gulfstream Park's happening because it's Gulfstream Park. Like, you can go there, but we will not be there tomorrow to broadcast a show because we don't have a show, really. We'll probably get on the air like 5 o'clock. But we have rescheduled it to Friday, December 6th. So if you're looking forward to seeing us at Gulfstream Park, Friday, December 6th. Last night, we had the QAM Whiskey Stars and Cigars event. It was the third try because of the hurricane that knocked it off course the first couple of tries. We had a great time. You were missed last night, Crowder. But Crowder was well represented by his father-in-law, who I had no idea was coming last night.
Oh,
was
Bruno.
So delighted when he walked in.
That's my man, Bruno. Said he had a great time, too. Sent me a great text, talked about all y'all. Said he loves Solana's dad. It was, he had a good time.
He walked in, and I was friendly by this point with the lady from Drew Estate Cigars because she had come on the show with me and Solana, and I saw Bruno. I said, holy mackerel, what are you doing here? I sent you a picture of me and him, and then I said, I'm going to buy you one of their finest cigars, and I walked him over to the table. Grace was there, and I said, I'd like to get my friend here, you know, one of the finest Drew Estate cigars, and he said, make it mild, so she picked one, and And I said, Bruno, no one is as put together like you. And he said, oh, you're embarrassing me. And I said, here's your cigar. And I said to Grace, how much do I owe you for the cigar? And she said, it's on the house. I said, this is Bruno's style. And Bruno walks in. He's got the cigar. He's got the hat. He was large and in charge. It was a really fun night. We missed you. Obviously, everyone from 560 was there. Ja'Cory Harris stopped by last night. That was a lot of fun. Kimbo Camper came by last night. It was just fun. It was a really fun event. We appreciate all the listeners who came out. And it was just, am I lying, Solana? It was just a really fun event. More fun than I had anticipated.
It was a vibe.
Yeah. Right?
Like just people
and
inside.
AM radio can rarely create a vibe.
Or barely, right.
Barely. Create a vibe. AM radio to create a vibe in 2024, but it was a vibe.
There were people inside.
It's about the people.
People outside, and there was just like this nonstop fluctuating between inside, outside, talking sports, talking nonsense, drinking, smoking. It was cool. It really was. It worked better than I expected as well, Hawk.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
So
and that plantation walk is cool. That
plantation walk is cool. Like, yeah. It really was a vibe. It was cool. I knocked down two Tito's and tonic and also two cigars. One of them a Swisher Sweet. Solana's brother Daniel brought me a pack of grape Swisher Sweets. There were many people there, like Vlad and Ja'Cory. And some others who were just amazed that you could smoke a Swisher Sweet with what it comes packed with.
That was a placeholder.
Yeah, they'd never seen that before.
Yeah, Vlad, Ja'Cory, I know what you were getting after.
You see the vibe I'm getting at.
See what you were getting after.
Yeah, it was fun. This was funny. So I had a Swisher Sweets shirt that I had ordered online, and I wore it to the event. But I knew that Drew Estate was the presenting cigar, and they had a representative on site. Her name was Grace, and she came out with me and Solana. She had me fascinating. We kept her on longer than I had intended because she was really fascinating. But here's the thing. So before the event even started, I had met her and I said, listen, when we do the pictures and whatever, if you want me to cover the Swisher Sweets shirt, I will. I had brought a little overshirt. And she said, a little known fact, Swisher Sweets owns us. They're the parent company to Drew Estate.
That's crazy.
So that was unbelievable. So then I was like, all right, well, let's talk Swisher Sweets then, which is exactly what we did.
You ahead of your time, Hawk.
Ahead of my time. So, yeah. I put a bunch of pictures up on Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. Solana's put a bunch on his social media. Jimmy looked, like a maitre d'. So... We you were part of it. We kind of intimated that we might all be getting dressed up for this, and Jimmy overheard us numerous times over the week or so leading up. And as I goofed yesterday, because Gino Toretta was kind enough to sit in with us for the first couple hours, as I was saying to Gino, I think Jimmy may have gone to Costco, got the maroon button down, got the... like the Costco version of Bruno Mali's. And he was looking good, man.
Jim, you got your dress clothes from Costco?
Costco fashion.
Costco fashion. The Kirkland collection.
Comes with a free hot dog.
Yeah, we had a really That's good cool. time last night. So today on the show... we will talk some Dolphins. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. We'll talk some Dolphins Patriots with him. Don Bailey Jr. will join us today, and we'll talk some Canes Wake Forest with him. That's their final home game of the season. That's coming up on Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium. Let's do our fantasy football report here. We do it on Thursdays. We got a late jump today. Fantasy football reports on WQAM. are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I can attest to it because I had two of them last night. And that goes down smooth with a lime. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka and giving back, doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. So I always look at the fantasy football report through the eyes of the Miami Dolphins. USA Today did a story about five fantasy football players that you may want to consider cutting. And mm-hmm. two of them happen to be Miami Dolphins. You want to guess who?
Oh, Raheem.
Raheem Mostert is number one.
Yes.
They say below is a breakdown of the Dolphins running back touches in their week 11 win over the Raiders. Devon Achan, 21. Jalen Wright, 6. Raheem Mostert, 3. That continues a disturbing trend for Mostert fantasy owners who saw the back fail to log a carry in week 10 against the Rams. It appears that the Dolphins are phasing him out of their running back rotation in favor of Wright while making Achan the team's true lead back. You want to guess who the second Dolphin is that they suggest cutting?
Jalen.
You nailed it. And it says about Jalen Waddle, dropping Waddle might be too risky for some to pallet, but his production simply hasn't been there in 2024. He has exceeded 50 receiving yards just twice in 10 games and has just one touchdown on the season. Waddle's outlook should hypothetically be improving with Tua back in action, but he has been targeted just 11 times across those three contests. Comparatively, Jonnu Smith has seen 18 targets in that span, including 8 in the Dolphins' win over the Raiders. Waddle still has big playability, so he can be rostered and utilized as a high-ceiling flex. But if you're among the fantasy owners who have been burned by his lack of productivity to date, moving on from him is a reasonable decision.
I think Waddle will have some big games. I think as they adjust to Jonnu and, you know, adjust to Tyreek's going to get his work. Like, he's Tyreek Hill. I think Waddle will have a couple big games. Raheem is not about scheme. Raheem is about a decision that we're not giving you the ball anymore. So I can say Raheem's not in the rotation. Is it that fumble? It seems like after he fumbled one time, they didn't want to give him the ball. It's one fumble.
It is interesting. Like, he was their best back last season. And Achan was good, but Mostert, last two seasons, really. And, yeah, I don't know if it was one. I think it was two fumbles over the course of this season. But, yeah, they're not using him. It's a conscious decision. They're not using them.
Yes. So I think Waddle, as Jonnu starts going off, you start adjusting coverages and all that. But yeah, Raheem, he might not dress out. I don't know why he doesn't play special teams either. They might start, crazy to say, the guy that led the NFL in rushing touchdowns last year might be a healthy scratch here coming up soon.
All right, we've got the 3 o'clock hour coming up on the show. We'll get caught up on headlines. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. We're talking some football. There's not much better than watching games, eating great food, drinking ice cold beer at Twin Peaks. So much going on. Football, basketball, hockey, you name it. Twin Peaks is the place to be in November. Anytime you want to watch football and you've got, you know, the Black Friday games, I mean, you just hunker down at Twin Peaks. Football and fireball is a match made in heaven. And by heaven, of course, we mean Twin Peaks. Spice things up next game day with a shot of your favorite cinnamon whiskey. If you're a bourbon lover, you consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur. At Twin Peaks, they're proud to offer an exclusive and extensive collection of some incredibly rare bourbons, whiskeys, and tequilas. Plus, check out their barrel selects that are handpicked by their team and bottled just for you. Supply is limited. Check with your favorite location and see what they're pouring. How about Twin Peaks for brunch? Buckle up. Brunch is now being served at your local Twin Peaks. Wake up with the scratch favorites you love and classic brunch drinks that won't break the bank. Contact your favorite lodge for availability and more details. There are 6 Twin Peaks around South Florida for you to enjoy. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grape swisher sweets if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on the Hockman and Crowder program. Got a little bit of a late jump today because of the Hurricanes basketball game, which they lost against Drake, which was not expected. But that means that UM plays tomorrow at 2 p.m., which means we will not be on the air at 2 p.m., which means you will not see us at Gulfstream Park tomorrow at 2 p.m., but that date has been changed. We will broadcast live from 10 Palms at Gulfstream on Friday, December 6th. We'll give you like an hour tomorrow. Give you the best hour we can give you.
Oh, man. Day spa something.
Hockman and Crowder hour. Hour of power. It's a football power Friday. Hour. It's a football Friday.
You know what? Yeah, it'd be easy. I'll come to work tomorrow.
Let's do headlines. We didn't get them in the 2 o'clock hour, so let's begin the 3 o'clock hour. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour, by the way. But let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana. Somebody told me last night at Whiskey Stars and Cigars a great Don Bailey story. And I don't know if I can share who it was who told me this. It's no one you know. But he was saying when he was 19 years old, he was a bartender, like one of these private bartenders, because I had just passed bartending school. You know, I'd read a pamphlet and took a course. And he's like, I get hired to do a party at Don Bailey Jr.'s house. He goes, I didn't know who Don Bailey Jr. was. I didn't know. And he goes, I get hired to do this party. And he goes, I'm working with another female bartender and we're making drinks. He goes, I barely know what I'm doing. Like, I've just passed this course. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. He goes, but nobody's tipping us. So he goes, I didn't really understand. And he goes, so I say to the girl, he's like, man, we're going to get screwed royally here because no one's tipping. So he goes, so I decided for every drink I pour, I'm going to pour myself a drink. So he's like, someone would come up, get something. He's like, I'd pour myself something, then do a shot, whatever. He goes, at the end of the night, nice gentleman comes up, Don Bailey Jr., so just want to thank you for all the hard work you did or whatever, you know, peels off several hundreds and says, thank you for the great night. And the guy's like, oh, now I understand. He goes, that guy is one of the nicest guys that I ever met in my life. I said, he still is today.
That's cool.
Yeah,
he's a good man.
He's a good, he's yes. good man. Father's a good man. He's a good man.
Yes.
What's that?
Did the guy answer? He took a drink with everybody? Thank you so much.
Dale. He said he was fading at the end, like barely could keep his head straight. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And I was without a doubt the best dressed man there last night.
You probably were. I'm trying to think. I mean, certainly wasn't me in my Swisher Sweets shirt.
Definitely not.
Wasn't Appel in his gray sweatshirt.
Yeah, that was
wasn't
a choice.
Barry in his Ticket Wizard t-shirt.
Hmm. Ja'Cory Harris looked good too, man. Ja'Cory Harris
looked good.
He had a
his
Louis.
Father.
Oh.
His father, the mayor.
The mayor.
He's always dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jimmy. Your zipper's real long.
Is his zipper long?
It's got to be.
That's by necessity. I think you look sharp, Jimmy. The good color combo on you.
You,
mm-hmm. you look you. Good, Jimmy. I'll mess
thank you,
around.
Thank you, thank you, thank
yeah.
you.
Leroy Horde was wearing like a golf shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Untucked golf shirt.
Yeah.
Solana had linen.
Solana embarrassed himself.
Solana tried to wear his baggiest clothes because everything he has is so form-fitting. So he was wearing like yeah. his style of baggy jeans, which are still, you know, narrow.
Are you Cherokee Indian? Like, what are you? What is that shirt you're wearing? It's tribal?
Great linen, though. I enjoyed the fabric
mm-hmm.
coming as the son of the fabric king of Chicago. I enjoyed the fabric. It was a nice textile.
It was.
All right, let's do headlines here, because Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. Let's do headlines for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
I don't know why I'm so fascinated with Daniel Jones, but there's a bunch of stuff we can get to, but I just read a tweet from Dan Dugan of The Athletic. He's a NFL reporter for The Athletic, and Diana Russini quote tweeted it as well. Daniel Jones, we found out yesterday, Crowder, you weren't here, was fourth string quarterback at Giants practice behind Tim Boyle. Today, the reports are that he was wearing a red scout team jersey at Giants practice and was lined up at safety during team drills.
Oh, they didn't get totally up on him.
I want to see that, though. I want to see him convert to being a safety.
They done gave totally up. They don't even act like he has trade value.
Yeah,
they
so that's it. He's done with the Giants. He's done. He'll never take another snap.
Huck, they give you $100 million and put you at scout team safety?
You're done. That's it.
Yeah. No, they cut him now. It doesn't make sense to cut him. They got to pay him anyway, but yeah.
The Dolphins and the Patriots on Sunday will be a whiteout, ladies and gentlemen. A whiteout.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins do that?
They do, every now and then.
I know college football teams do. That's more of a basketball thing, but I didn't realize NFL football teams do color schemes.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins had to wait a couple years after the Chris Forster situation to really lean into the whiteout.
The fans are supposed to wear white as a whiteout, or right. They're just wearing white unis?
No, I mean, they always wear the white unis at home, especially for a Sunday 1 o'clock game when it's still hot. But the fans in the crowd are being asked to wear white. They want it to be a whiteout at Hard Rock Stadium.
All right. You're going to be at Cracked on Sunday?
Yeah, whiteout at Cracked. We got mayonnaise. I don't know.
The big
first time I hear this.
Yeah, the big story today at a Dolphins practice, Anthony Weaver said that Jordan Poyer will remain a starter, and he spoke about how confident they continue to be with him alongside Javon Holland.
I heard Bo and Joe talking this morning, and they were like, I guess he's great at, like, communication and being in, like, getting everybody in position, but he just can't make plays himself. But then you just start coaching. If you can't make plays, you just tell people what to do from the sideline. Like,
you're really good at communicating to the guys who are playing on the field.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't be taking up a field spot.
Yeah, I was like, I understand what you're saying, but he's not even like he's just neutral. He gets penalties. He misses tackles all the time. Like, yeah, that 57-yard touchdown was a missed tackle by him. Yeah, they might need to filter him on out of that at starting lineup.
I need to see him at safety on the scout team as well, wearing the red jersey.
Him and Daniel Jones getting it in.
That would be funny if you're a Giants fan to buy a red scout team jersey that says Jones on the back.
And then I didn't even notice. You know they jumped over Drew Lock to start DeVito.
So Drew Lock had been the backup?
On the way from the airport last night, I had to fly back in last night from New York. It was before Daniel Jones. Well, he was always been terrible. Before they demoted him, it was Daniel Jones, Drew Lock, and then Tommy DeVito. They bench Daniel Jones and start the third string over Drew Lock. It's, yeah. Man,
well,
it's
you might say, like, hey, this is a lost season. We're not going anywhere. Might as well give the fans something to be excited about.
Right.
Which is Tommy DeVito. Like, he was that little mini sensation.
Yeah. It's funny because on the way leaving yesterday morning, a Jets fan asked me, should I renew my 12 season tickets? And I said, I don't want to discourage anybody from, you know, living their dreams, but I don't think y'all are going to be good for a little bit.
Seems implausible.
I don't want to mess up, you know, the NFL money line, but yeah, you got 12, maybe cut it to 6.
The Giants host the Buccaneers at 1 on Sunday, by the way. That could be a game where Tommy Cutlets wins, right? Like just like a random game comes in, energizes the crowd, and all of a sudden it's Tommy Cutlet season again in New York.
Which is fun for a week. I mean, they literally have nothing to cheer about with their football teams. I mean, they've got nothing. How about that? Tommy DeVito is probably a more popular quarterback in New York than Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
For sure this week.
All right, so over to some local news. The Florida Panthers play tonight, of course. That'll be a 8:30 p.m. puck drop. They're in Chicago. You can hear that game right here on WQAM. I know, Hawk, you mentioned it, but Canes hoops because they lost to Drake earlier, 80-69.
Nice.
They play tomorrow at 2 p.m. in the Charleston Classic. We're still waiting to find out who they play. It'll be the loser between Oklahoma State and Florida Atlantic University, which is ongoing.
All right.
This was interesting. Luka Doncic, who will be here Sunday with the Dallas Mavericks, the Heat are off until then. He won't be playing because he's going to miss some time. He sprained his wrist, and he's expected to be out at least a week. He'll be reevaluated after a week. So Sunday, no Luka in Miami.
Too much stress. You know, they should have gone with Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oh, goodness gracious.
They just played him too hard in the finals. Hey, Tim Hardaway Jr. got no minutes.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
expected him to do too much, and we all watched it. Now they're paying for it.
You fall in love with the weirdest guys. Tim Hardaway Jr.
The good news is this means more minutes for Maxi Kleva, which I'll be very excited for.
Oh, here he goes. Oh, man. Hall of Famer, Solana, huh?
Good news out of Heat camp yesterday. They practiced today. Terry Rozier had an MRI on his foot, came back negative, so he hopes to be ready for Sunday.
All right.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Browns host the Steelers, 8:15. Steelers 3.5-point favorites on the Hard Rock Bet app.
Let me see here. I haven't dabbled since that Kansas City game.
Don't look at the over-under. I already checked it out this morning.
36.5.
That's not going to be your type of game.
I think I would take the over in this, though, right? Although Russell Wilson didn't have a touchdown last game, right?
He did
not. Didn't have a touchdown. I think his over-under of passing is like 180. Jameis is 201 or something. Like, this is going to be a very boring game.
Jameis is 216. Russell is 182. That's crazy.
182.
But I like the Steelers in this game, but the only thing that gives me some pause, 2-3 games out of a season, Jameis is going to throw for 500 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Yep. And he's going to have to sling it because that Steeler defense is coming.
I was going to say, that Steeler defense is, if there's one part about that team that's legit, we know it's the defense. So I don't know if this is necessarily the great game to expect Jameis Winston to go off.
He's going to have one of those games, though.
TJ Watt's going to sack him multiple times.
Well, my inclination is to bet Pittsburgh laying the points. So that may mean it's a good time to bet Cleveland getting the points.
Going TJ Watt with a sack, Jameis to throw an interception, Najee Harris to score a touchdown. I like that.
Okay.
Nice little three-leg parlay.
I like that.
Isn't it funny when you just say them out loud like that? They sound so easy and right.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, yeah, TJ Watt will get a sack. And then all of a sudden, you're in the third quarter, and, you know, Jameis is just getting rid of the ball if there's any pressure. And you're like, this wasn't as easy as I thought. Like, it's really difficult to get a sack in an NFL game. And then, you know, Jameis is handing off. And you're like, well, wait a second now. What's happening here?
It's like those quarterback rushing overs.
They seem so easy.
You're taking 70 snaps. You're going to take off running one time. Just scutter to the no.
Somebody texts in. They already have the McRib at McDonald's. Had one yesterday. Is that possible? I did 4 hours yesterday. I don't know if you saw the news, Crowder. The McRib is back as of December 3rd. And starting next week, on a special website, McDonald's is selling 1 gallon jugs of the McRib sauce. This is the first time they've ever done this, and it's a limited number, and you have to get online to get them. But I'll drink that stuff like water. I mean, that McRib sauce is, because I did a Mount Rushmore of fast food sauces yesterday. I'll get to it later. But the McRib is back. Is it possible that there are some McDonald's who have them already?
Huh. You know, McRib sauce is barbecue sauce.
Mm-mm. Barbecue sauce is barbecue sauce. McRib sauce is something special.
Gracious. Barbecue.
So I'll give you a little secret. I got an email today from McDonald's. We'd like to send you one of the 1 gallon jugs of McRib sauce.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
That's pleasant.
That's nice. I told Lori, clean the bathtub. So we got a special edition. My lifelong fantasy. We are bathing in McRib sauce.
Oh, my goodness. I like it, though. Get a little frisky.
Yeah.
Put you a shower curtain down.
Listen, only one thing sexier than Lori Hockman. That's a McRib.
Put you a shower curtain down on the bed. So, you know, yeah, Jack. I like it.
I didn't know you got down like that, Hawk. Damn.
Only during McRib season. Sometimes Shamrock Shake season.
After House Hunters, he goes crazy. What is that damn show?
It's the commercial break between House Hunters and House Hunters International. Give me that 4-minute window, man. Throw it down with the best of them.
Acts of fool.
It's this weird thing that's happened, though, because I happen to be a big House Hunters fan, but now I can't watch House Hunters without thinking about Hawk having sex.
Yeah, I guarantee you, if you're watching House Hunters, I'm probably having sex. That happens to be my favorite category on YouPorn. I'm like, they must think when they're going over their analytics for the month, they're like, still getting these weird surveys for real. Someone thinks we're Zillow. I'm like Pavlov's dog when House Hunters comes on. I think Lori called Comcast, got HGTV taken off our system.
House Hunters, get you going. Yeah. Well, whatever it takes, they say.
Hey, whatever it takes. Dude, what are those? What do you have to do where you have to go into the, was it like IVF therapy or whatever, where you have to go into the room and give your sample of semen so that they can whatever? And I believe they provide you with pornography if you want it. Hmm. But I would just ask for like Architectural Digest or something. Like, I don't have anything. Have one of those flyers, a flyer in front of the real estate office.
Halfway through. Oh man, they bought that for way over price. What? They have to renovate that bathroom.
Like, we have Playboy, Hustler, Penthouse. Which one of these would you like? The Sunday Palm Beach Post real estate section.
Who 4-3? Oh.
Marble countertops, you say?
What's going on in room 6? I don't know, but I swear it sounds like he keeps yelling travertine.
Heated pool.
Out of nowhere, you just hear him yell, Adirondack chairs!
Oh my God, it's got a pergola!
Pergola! Oh my goodness. I was trying to get some going.
Like, what would you like in room 6? I have Lincoln logs. I want to put together a little something. Little. I don't know. He made a Lincoln log house.
How did I put in the cup? Oh, I ain't fooling with y'all today. Oh, good. A weird dude, man. Oh, man.
Built-ins. All right, go ahead. Anything else in the headlines, Alana?
About the weirdest transition ever to Hurricanes baseball. As they release their schedule for the upcoming 2025 baseball season, 55 games on their schedule. It begins Feb 14th through the 16th, a home series at Mark Light Field against Niagara.
Okie dokie.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Happens to be a gorgeous afternoon in South Florida today. It really is, though. It's like
Gino Toretta could not believe watching Solana do the weather yesterday, because we were sitting there in chairs and Gino couldn't believe the way Solana does the weather, which we see there on the video. We were at Tabacon at Plantation Walk, and he would just kind of glance out the window. He goes, it's pretty cloudy out. And Gino would like elbow me. But that's how he does the weather? I go, pretty much. That's it.
No visual guy.
I thought I had a good relationship with Gino. Like, I thought he liked me on the show and off the show. And I found out very quickly yesterday, maybe he kind of likes me off the show, but on the show, he cannot stand me.
Yeah, it was very apparent yesterday. Mm-hmm. He does not like pretty much any of your routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gino does very serious play-by-play radio. He, you know.
And Solana, yeah, he was not down with Solana yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to text him later today about Kendall Fuller. See what he says. I'll let you know. That's your weather.
All right. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Hurricanes football with DBJ.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
So the Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team lost this afternoon in the Charleston Classic to Drake, which means they play now tomorrow at 2 p.m., which further means our live broadcast at Gulfstream Park tomorrow is postponed, because we're not going to get on the air tomorrow till probably 5 o'clock or so. So we are not going to do the show at Gulfstream Park. We will be out there on Friday, December 6th. All right, Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And by the way, if you're in the market for some Canes gear, check out Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com. DBJ will be on the call this Saturday at noon for the Hurricanes' final home game of the season. Wake Forest visits Hard Rock Stadium. Canes win this game, and that means the final game of the season will be for the right to play in the ACC championship. So they got to take care of business this Saturday. They're 25-point favorites. Hopefully they will take care of business. DBJ is on with us now. Hello, DBJ.
How are you, gentlemen? You doing okay?
Yeah, we're good. I mean, I think Crowder and I and Solana were smarting over the Hurricanes basketball loss. You know, they lost today against Drake, and now we can't even do a show tomorrow.
Well, how about you're upset, but then how is my Joe Zagacki going to be on Saturday? He's really going
to
be.
He'll be. But we're not really upset because we're happy to have the day off tomorrow. So we were kind of rooting for Drake, low key.
Come on, UM. Good job, Drake.
But don't tell Joe we said that. Don't tell Joe.
Hey, DBJ, just Joe really gets upset. Like if the Canes lose, you can tell. I've been around him after one loss. Like, he really is attached to the success of UM.
Yeah, he turns red, man. He turns inside and out. Those veins start popping in his neck, and he takes it very serious now. I mean, trust me, I hate losing too, but, you know, I usually understand. We take losing differently.
How does it affect you, though? Because you played for the team. You have long, long ties to the University of Miami. They had a perfect season going. They stumble against Georgia Tech. What are you angry on the flight going back? Are you angry 48 hours later? Like, what? How do you process that?
I never forget it the rest of my life. it just stays with me, but it just stays with me. I mean, I barely remember the wins, but I seem to remember a lot more of the losses. But it bugs me, but at the end of the day, I got to make sure that, you know, I do my job and I get an understanding of what happened and why it happened and how they're going to fix it. And, you know, I really just follow the same rule that the teams follow. And, you know, you got a 24-hour rule. Whether you win or you lose, you park it after 24 hours and you move on. And that's worked for me for a whole lifetime. Except I do get a little upset about losing some games every now and then, and it bugs me. But overall, I try and get over it by 24 hours.
DBJ, what gets to you the most? I will tell you, and it might be by position, I don't know, but I like missed tackles really just get under my skin. Like just watching a guy size a guy up and just whiff gets to me, or hit him and let him go and let him run. What part of the game or mistakes get to you the most?
The stupid mistakes, the stupid penalties. That makes me bite my tongue. You know, like if a kid hits somebody late out of bounds, or they punch them right in front of the official. I mean, you know as well as I know, about anything that happens on that field, you can probably, if it happens early enough in a football game, you can get even. You know what I mean? So just don't be stupid about it. That really bugs me when players do that. You know, something that you know you're going to get nailed for and it shouldn't happen. And, you know, I really don't mind the penalties. The penalties don't bother me so much, especially a holding call for offensive linemen. I think that never bothers me, you know. I understand.
You were on the receiving end of those bad holding calls all the time, right?
It's a part of the job description, you know. It's just part of the deal. But, you know, that, and then, but again, let's go back to Mr. Zagacki. You know, the officials, any call makes him go nuts. Any call. It doesn't matter. He just loses his mind, and he brings up the official's home address and where they went to college and how many children they have. And this is why the Atlantic Coast Conference, you know, they're teaming up against Miami. And there's just the whole litany of things that pour out of him, and it just bugs him to death. And that kind of takes my mind off of it. I get to watch him pant and go crazy over it.
It's a great revelation. Joe Z is doxing officials during the game broadcast.
One time I said, Joe, you gotta remember, man, people get in trouble for doing this. You gotta calm down, you know?
When you played, DBJ, when you played, did you ever lose your mind? Did you ever hit an opponent? Were you the recipient of personal fouls? Like, I know you're going to give a revisionist history here, so I want you to be honest. Were you a little out of control when you played?
Earlier, I was. I mean, I remember you know, I think I got thrown out of a University of Florida junior varsity game. Back then, if you played 11, I think we played 11 games back then, and if you did not, and they had junior varsity football at that time, and if you did not play, you were allowed 11 games for the year. So I remember early in the season, I didn't play in like the first game or second game my freshman year, and a JV game came up against, and it happened to be against the University of Florida, and I was in that game, and I got asked to leave. So yeah, I mean, I got. But you know the craziest? I got, you know, well, yeah, it was. I was a guy I actually remember playing against it in the high school all-star game, and we went at it a little bit, and I don't know if I either punched him, kicked him, or did both. You know what I mean? And what's crazy? And this is the God's truth. What's crazy is this guy, the official. The guy kicked me out of that game. He kicked me out of a game when I was in junior varsity at Hialeah Miami Lakes. He kicked me out of that game, and he kicked me out of a damn peewee game when I was playing 95-pound football. This guy, I mean, I don't know how the hell he knew it was me every time.
Well, maybe you had an anger management problem, and it was very identifiable.
Well, it might have been identifiable. You know, he might have been.
Coincidence. That seems like a pattern.
No.
And you know,
he has something against Don Bailey Sr.
I don't know about that.
And, you know, he showed up at my house and asked me to leave one time when Priscilla and I were getting into it.
Maybe Crowder's onto something. Maybe your dad sold him some bad laminate.
Well, it might have been some bad padding back in the day, but we've graduated from that.
Stole his girlfriend back in the day. Hell
yeah,
with the
force.
That's what DB Senior did.
DB Senior, I'm sure, was Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Well, he'd steal anything. It didn't matter. It still doesn't matter. Trust me. Hell, I got to lock stuff up at my own house.
All right, let's get to the lines because we're going to run out of time here. And by the way, a game is Saturday at noon, final home game of the season. You don't expect any hiccup here against Wake Forest, do you?
I didn't expect one in Atlanta, but I was off on that. But I don't expect one here either. I don't expect one here. Now, listen, I will tell you that this game is going to be difficult to manage because of their offense. I don't, you know, this is an unorthodox offense that they run at Wake Forest. It can cause problems, and they put up points and they eat up clock, and it's just an oddball. It's like playing that wishbone that they ran at Georgia Tech with, you know, before this coach came in, and you know, it just creates problems because you don't see it. There's no crossover in anything. And fortunately for Miami, they did have some extra days to prepare for it, but I just think that, you know, this game can drag out a little bit. And look, at this stage of the game, the way this season is, I'm happy with 1-point wins from here on out because that's all that matters is the win. Nothing else. The style points do not matter right now. It's the win this week. It's the win next week. And then you go to the ACC and you win that by 1 or 100. You keep going and you would win in advance.
Exactly what we were saying about the Dolphins. Style points don't matter anymore. Just grind out some dubs at this point. Let's give you some lines to work into the broadcast Saturday, if you can. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Post Malone. You familiar with the artist Post Malone?
I'm absolutely not familiar with Post Malone.
He's a white rapper, now kind of dabbling in country music, got some face tats. He's very recognizable and very popular. In fact, he's coming to Hard Rock Stadium next year. We're giving away tickets every day this week on the show, part of a Live Nation show. Can you imagine Post Malone is playing stadiums? That's reserved for the biggest artist in the world, and Post Malone is playing Hard Rock Stadium.
Well, I better get familiar with him, correct?
I mean, all right. Well, we're going to give you a line from one of his songs. Yeah, we're going to give you a line from one of his songs. You're probably familiar with White Iverson, his song, White Iverson.
If I hear it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I bet you'll know it. Here's the line.
I'm swagging. I'm balling. I have a song on you.
Now, maybe you won't get all three of the lines, but maybe saucing, I'm saucing on you. I'm swagging, I'm swagging. Ooh. I'm balling Iverson on you. Swish you.
You know what? That's a pretty good setup for a football game, isn't it? A little swag.
I think it's great lines. I really do. I think that would work so perfectly in the broadcast.
Excuse me, was that the country version of him? I certainly doesn't seem like it would sound like it to me.
It was more hip hop version.
R&B hip hop.
Okay.
Now, we'll give you a couple lines that we've already given you this season, but you haven't yet done, but we are anxiously awaiting for it. These are the Costco guys from Boca Raton. They're viral sensations. We bring the boom.
We bring the boom so loud the whole earth shakes.
With double chunk chocolate cookies
and chicken bakes.
We bring the boom so loud the whole earth shakes. With double chunk chocolate cookies and chicken bakes.
I don't know why I haven't gotten that in. I love that line. That's probably my favorite one of the year.
I don't think you did any during the Georgia Tech game, did you?
I did. I was put on restriction during that football game.
I had a feeling you were. I mean, feeling. There was never really a moment where you could work in funny lines.
There was no smiling in Atlanta.
Yeah, I can understand. We'll give you one more. First Saturday, we gave you this early in the season. This is Eminem.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
I remember that, too. I like that one, too. Oh my gosh! Can you vote? Can you guys get approval for both Vic and Joe so I can get these three out?
All three of these are safe and easy, but I will send them to Vic for approval. I'm not going to bother sending them to Joe. For what the hell's he going to know? Although he told us all about Post Malone. To be quite honest, he schooled us on Post Malone.
Who did?
Joe did.
Yep. No, we didn't. No way.
Crowder, am I lying? We thought we were goofing on him by bringing up Post Malone. Mm-hmm. He told us Post Malone's discography.
He knew he transitioned from hip-hop to country. He actually said, and I met Shaboozy one time in Nashville.
Yeah, do you know Shaboozy, DBJ?
Who?
No. Shaboozy?
No, I don't know anybody. No Shaboozy. No Shaboozy. I'm proud of Joe, man. That's good for Joe. It's good to have that young daughter. That young daughter keeps him up to date on stuff. Haley keeps him up to date on stuff.
That's cool.
I just noticed we gave you three white rappers this weekend. Post Malone, Eminem, and the Costco guys.
Well, why don't we just throw in Vanilla Ice and make it a foursome?
Maybe we should. All right, DBJ. Listen to him this Saturday on this very radio station, and you can hear DBJ's broadcast partner, Joe Zagacki, tomorrow on this station at 2 p.m. for some Canes hoops. Have a good broadcast on Saturday. Let's get that victory and have it all boil down to the final game of the season against Syracuse.
You got it, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
There you go. Don Bailey Jr. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines in the 4 o'clock hour. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe will join us as well. Talk some Dolphins and Patriots.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands running around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
Hawk and Crowder.